Just before sunset, Duncan Idaho stepped out of a ground car down the street from the Target building in Carthag. Gurney followed close behind him. Uniformed men and women closed around the two men from their stakeout positions, moving from street to street. Gurney had insisted on participating in this operation, and the Gola did not seem to suspect that the two of them had entirely different agendas. Though he knew the truth, Gurney felt trapped in a great Coriolis storm of events, and he didn't know how he could salvage the situation. Duncan and his troops were closing in. The tracer on Brunso's thopter had pinpointed his location. For 3 days now, a 10-block radius around his dwelling had been kept under close military scrutiny. Only moments before, the hidden watchers had seen a disguised fellow conspirator hurry inside to see him, and Duncan was about to spring the trap. Though the visitor's features had been largely concealed, Gurney felt sick, sure he knew who the woman was, though Duncan did not seem to suspect. Aaliyah's soldiers, intent on capturing Brunso, would swarm inside, and the trap would close around Lady Jessica as well as the Ixion. Gurney worked his jaw, clenched his fists, struggled to find any possible solution, but he could think of no way to save her. If Jessica's collusion with Brunso were exposed, not only would it defeat everything she and Paul had hoped to accomplish, but she would undoubtedly face death. Without question, Aaliyah would order the execution of her own mother. Gurney's greatest fear was for Jessica's safety. If faced with the choice between saving her or the Ixion, she was more important than anything to him.
"How can I protect you from this, my lady?"
Duncan had all of his troops in place and ready. At the forefront of the operation, the two men entered a dilapidated building across the street from the Target structure. A lean military officer in a sandy camouflage uniform met them, identifying himself as Levin Breck Oryk. With gestures made jerky by his excitement over the culmination of the long hunt, Oryk led Gurney and Duncan past anxious soldiers to the crumbling stairwell. On the sixth floor, they crossed a littered hallway out to a wide-open room with a small balcony. Black scan light bathed the area to prevent anyone outside from seeing them. From there, the Levin Breck pointed out the veiled window to a building across the narrow alley. "Bronze Avernius's hideout is two floors below the roof of that building. The thopter we've traced is on the roof, hidden by some sort of Ixion camouflage." Oryk's voice held an angry sneer. "Our engineers have already dropped a Riley ramp into place, so we can cross as soon as we're ready for the assault." Gurney peered into the deepening shadows of dusk, but saw only clutter on the flat rooftop.
"Won't they see us coming?"
"We're protected by scanlight all the way, and there are noise suppression systems in place, though sounds are harder to veil. Ixion technology against Ixion technology. He's only one man, and he can't match our resources." Gurney was aware that to help capture the fugitive, the Ixion Confederacy had provided Aaliyah with many new devices that used innovative technologies. Apparently, the Ixions wanted Brunso stopped as much as Aaliyah did.
"Before we move, we should search every room over there," Gurney said. "Remove the innocents, in case there's violence.
Give Brunso more time."
"We move now." Duncan looked at his wrist chron, all business. "Let's close the net. Brunso has already eluded us too many times." Brunso brought spice coffee for himself and Jessica on a silver tray, handed her a steaming cup. He had been waiting a long time for this meeting.
"Now that my mother is away from Wallach 9, I have begun to rethink my role, Lady Jessica. For the past 7 years, I have done exactly what Paul asked. I did it because he convinced me of the necessity, attacking the reputation of a great man, my friend. I have planted my seeds, and we will see if time's fertile ground allows them to grow." He looked down at his hands, then up at Jessica. "But now, the Spacing Guild has cracked down on my distribution network, Thanks to Duncan Idaho and Gurney Halleck, my Waku friends have been arrested and my documents destroyed. His voice hitched, and he shook his head. Oh, I shudder to think of the danger to which I've exposed my allies. My friends. Jessica saw his pain and felt a similar sadness in her own heart. When Paul charged you with this task, he didn't foresee that your work would still be necessary all these years later. He's gone, Bronzo. Then my job is finished? The Ixian's voice took on a pleading tone. Do I maintain my criticisms, or can I stop now? How much is enough? Paul said he didn't want to be a god or a messiah. But how can I take everything from him? For a million hells, there should be something left of his noble legacy. He was still a great man, despite what has happened. Jessica felt torn between wanting her son to be revered and beloved and preventing the damage his memory and martyrdom could cause if left untarnished. You think I can answer those questions? Oh, Bronzo. Try to imagine how it must hurt me, as his mother. She suddenly realized what he was asking. You want my blessing for you to stop, don't you? It's exhausted my heart, my mind, and my soul. I have already said what I needed to say. I think I have accomplished the task that Paul gave me. The more Regent Aaliyah tries to suppress my writings, the more credence she gives to my statements. Do I keep saying the same things over and over? The doubts I have raised will thrive, with or without me. He stared down at his cup of spiced coffee. He had not taken a sip. Please, tell me it's enough, my lady. Tell me I can rest at last and make a new life with my mother. Have I accomplished what Paul wanted? Of course. Her voice cracked. You have already done all that Paul asked, and more. You built a levee against the flood of the jihad, directing the channel of history in a different direction. Only time will tell how successful you have been. She felt a great relief growing within her. Yes, she could release him. You eluded us for a long time when you and Paul were just boys. I suggest you vanish now, create a new future for yourself. Slip away, leave Dune, and find a place of safety on one of the outer worlds, where I can send your mother to join you one day. His eyes were bright with a sparkle of tears. I always make sure I have a way to escape in a matter of seconds. My thopter is camouflaged on the roof, and if that route is blocked, I've installed an Ixian high-speed lift tube that leads below street level and into a whole network of underground passageways the Harkonnens built. I have learned how to stay safe. Always having an escape is not the same thing as being safe. Jessica was unable to shake the uneasy feeling. I don't feel safe here. Bronzo gave her a wan smile. That is quite understandable. After all, you are an Atreides, and there are Harkonnen ghosts in this city.